Free Talk Live. It is your show. We kick off hour number two, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So last hour, we were talking about this Islamo-fascist thing, this whole concept that essentially has reared its head, as far as the term is concerned,
right,
within the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out, Mark, you had an article from the AP that essentially said that the Bush administration is sort of trying to repackage this war on terror into a war on Islamo-fascism. Now, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're probably going to still be talking about the war on terror, but, I mean, from the way that article made it sound, it makes it sound like they're going to try to just totally change gears and just start calling it the war on Islamo-fascism or something like that.
It seems to be the direction that they're going.
I mean,
I don't know. It's just, it's speculation. I don't want to say that that's what's happening. They haven't said that, but they do. President Bush has used the term Islamic fascist.
And I want to know, again, I still want to know from you, what's your vision? And it can be a terrible, I'm looking for a terrible vision, but a vision that could become a reality. And I want to know what you think it's going to take to enact whatever the next step of this neo-fascist regime, whatever this next step that is that they want. I mean, we've got a war on Islamic fascism, apparently, at this point, whatever that means. It's their buzzword. And so if you are Islamic in America, maybe you should have to go to some sort of a check-in camp or something like that, to where you get tested, you get screened to make sure you're not one of the bad Islamic people, to make sure you're not a fascist. Maybe there'll be some sort of an Islamic fascist screening program to start things out with. And if you don't pass the screening, then you're a suspect. You're suspected of being Islamic fascist. And, I mean, what would happen if in today's America, remember that we had the Red Scare back in the 50s,
right?
Where everybody was scared about the communists coming into the United States. And, of course, the communists are here and they're in charge. They're called Republicans and Democrats now. But what would they do if they had today's technology at their disposal, which they didn't have in the 50s? What would they do if they had the security grid that we have at this point? How would the Red Scare have been different had it have happened today? I mean, is that what we're getting into again? Are we sort of rehashing it? Is it just the terminology that's changed? Are they going to start coming out and saying that, well, we got to be careful, Americans. Your next-door neighbor could be an Islamo-fascist. Keep your eyes on him. And if anything screwy's going on, don't hesitate to call the police. I mean, could they get away with it? Could they get away with locking people up into camps today like they did 60 years ago?
You mean with Japanese?
Japanese, and I think there were some Germans locked up as well, but yes, Japanese mostly.
I don't think the Germans were locked up because they were Germans. I think they were locked up because they were really suspicious Germans.
Okay, well, whatever.
Japanese were locked up because they were yellow and had slanty eyes, you know?
At this point, with the fanaticism that we've heard from some of the callers to this show, some of the people that back up the Bush administration, these people that back up the Bush administration no matter what they do, Bush can do no wrong, those people.
Right.
I can't see them being offended by the idea of rounding up the Islamo-fascists and putting them into camps.
I don't think those people could be offended by Bush doing anything, honestly.
Okay.
I just don't think they could. I think they're so, with their heads are so far up,
mm-hmm,
wherever, you know, whoever's anal cavity that they're up, that they just can't figure it out. And I think there's Democrats out there that are the same way.
Oh, of course.
And essentially, I think that there's, you know, somewhere between 20-30% of the population on both sides that are just so party line that they can't be told anything about their party that's negative.
I just want to know from you as to what you think that the process could be. What's it going to take to get Americans to accept the idea of cracking down on one specific group? I mean, already they're accepting the idea of cracking down on immigrants. They're already accepting to the idea of raiding businesses, going in, checking identification, taking people and locking them in a jail, extraditing them, getting them out of the country. I mean, there's people that are chanting to get more to eject immigrants from this country.
Oh yeah.
And those of us that are looking at it from the sensible side of things, like, oh my gosh, these immigrants are important to our economy. We want to have them here. This is supposed to be a free country. They should be able to come in and have the life that, you know, be in search of the life that they want without having the government running roughshod all over them. Those of us who are talking sense, we're not in the majority, at least as far as the talking heads are concerned, as far as the talk show hosts are concerned, as far as the media is concerned. There's just saber-rattling, to use that term again, out there over the immigrant issue, and it would seem to be just a matter of degrees to get the same sort of fanaticism going about so-called Islamo-fascists that have snuck in to the United States. We got to root them out, Mark. We got to root out these Islamo-fascists. We know they're here.
Well, nobody asks any questions. There are no questions asked when you find out that some Islamic person has been taken into custody for terrorism. So they can be accused with impunity as far as it goes on terrorism. You can pick up seven guys in Miami who may have just been led down the primrose path by federal agents who were posing as group leaders. You can pick up some guys who were doing nothing but buying cell phones to sell on eBay.
Right.
And that one actually came out of the news. But there are so many stories that kind of show up one time and then...
Yeah, where'd those seven guys from Miami go anyway? What's going on with
them? I don't know. I haven't seen anything about those guys. And it looks like they weren't that dangerous.
No, that's how it looks.
And there were some guys in Michigan. It just doesn't... there was the ice cream truck driving guy and his dad. I don't know.
And apparently all they have to do at this point is just tell us that they were dangerous. I mean, there's enough people that will believe that. There's enough people out there that... We've talked to him on this show, that if George Bush and his guys say, this man is a terrorist, that's good enough for them. Over the weekend, we had a guy telling us that if they say he's a terrorist, he doesn't need to be brought to trial.
Right, that's what he was saying. And, you know, he was saying, other than that, we need to keep our civil liberties, but if they say that he's a terrorist...
They've got the evidence, obviously. If they say he's a terrorist, they've got the evidence.
Right.
So we don't need to go to trial. That's what he said. I mean, it's amazing to even hear that come out of an American's mouth. It's just shocking.
It's obviously not somebody who's spending any time doing any critical thinking, because if the government could possibly, you know, if somebody's thinking about doing something wrong and the government wants to target you for whatever reason, whether it's because you're a Democrat or whether it's because you're a radical freedom advocate, whatever reason it is all they have to do is slap you with that label, terrorist. And that's it.
It's not even suspected terrorist. It's just terrorist. It's not alleged terrorist.
Right.
It's, this guy's a terrorist. He was charged with the Patriot Act. I mean, we got to put this man in prison. We got to lock him up in a brig. No one, you can't let him see his lawyer. He might pass on a secret word to his lawyer that'll tell his terrorist group to attack. We can't let him get any messages out to the public. Keep him in that brig. Keep him locked in there. We're fine. We're fine with that. As long as it's not my family you go after. And I know you won't go after my family because we're all good law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
I got nothing to be afraid of. This is the attitude that so many Americans have, and I think you nailed it on the head. It's just not. They're just not even thinking. They're just happy that their man's in office, and he can do no wrong. And let them do all the thinking for you. Let government do all the thinking for you. That's what's going on here.
It would appear.
And if government thinks that Islamo-fascists have invaded the United States, that they're lurking, they're just lurking and plotting and waiting for their chance to attack, we've got to root them out, Americans. Snitch on your neighbor. Turn them in. We're going to go to their house, raid them in the middle of the night, throw them into some sort of truck, take them to who knows where.
Well, Americans certainly have shown that they're more than willing to snitch on their neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what it is that they're snitching on them for. I want Americans to snitch on their neighbors if you see somebody burying a body in their backyard. Please.
Or worse yet, if you see a murder happening or you see somebody getting assaulted or something, if there's force involved and someone's getting hurt, I don't have a problem with that. I don't.
But really, when it comes to this immigration issue, Americans aren't making this up on their own. These are not unique thoughts that they're having. They're being told by other people that illegal immigration is bad.
Yep.
And, of course,
they're taking it at face value.
Illegal immigration, I think that illegal immigration is bad. I just think that immigration in a free country should be, everybody should be free to do it.
Absolutely. Everything, every immigrant should be legal.
That's my opinion.
And that doesn't mean that I'm saying they should go through some stupid process and jump through a bunch of hoops and pay a bunch of money to the government. No, that just means that we should get the government agencies out of the business of immigration and abolish them altogether. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You want to get kept informed as to what's going on with the show, well, be on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up. It's free, like everything else on our website. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we've been sort of on this Islamo-fascist discussion, this discussion of immigrants and Islamo-fascists and sort of this war on both of those types of groups. It's going to inevitably lead the United States down this very dark, scary path towards neo-fascism, as it as Eric Margolis from Liranquil.com put it. And I think that we should focus now on the lack of critical thinking that you had pointed out before, Mark, and the American people, these sheeple, if you will, that are just sort of following along in lockstep with whatever it is the government says. Okay, you tell me there's terrorists in my country, I'll keep my eyes open, report on my neighbors. You tell me to take my clothes off at the airport, I'll do that for you. Not a problem, just keep me safe, mommy government. Sort of the attitude, some of the attitude at least some of them have. And Karen DeCoster, at LouRockwell.com, is sort of going to look into this a little bit deeper. She points out that opponents of an absolute state often wonder how far the American people will go in allowing Hitlerian totalitarianism into every single aspect of their lives, which is what I was asking before. I said, you know, what's it going to take? I've asked before, how far is this going to go before the American people wake up and decide to stop it? Is there going to be that point? Will we even reach that point? And, of course, the question from last segment is still open to where you think we're going next. What's the next step at 800-259-9231? She says, when will they stop being compliant little people and instead stand up and fight for their right to exist unencumbered by one totalitarian measure after another?
I can't imagine what it would take. I can't
to
imagine
wake them up?
What it would take to have Americans in the street protesting.
I can't either. They did it in, I think it was Tennessee. It was a few years back. Tennessee was going to institute an income tax or something. It was some sort of tax. I don't know if it was income, and I'm sure if you're from Tennessee, you can tell us. But they were going to institute some new tax that had never been done before in Tennessee. And as a result, a couple of talk show hosts got on the air and asked their listeners to come out, and the word spread. And apparently a bunch of angry Tennesseans actually did take to the streets in their state capital and literally scared the crap out of the state politician.
Nice.
And they didn't put the tax through. So there's that might be an example. But you're talking about on a nationwide basis opposing the federal government and its insane policy.
I
don't know either. Well, she goes on. She says the government intimidates the people daily via the reporting of so-called terror plots and flashing its danger alerts. The media frenzy that follows gives us the caveat that we're all in immediate danger from assorted hazardous weapons such as killer bras, sandal soles, eye compact, lipstick, and toothpaste. Thus, we must be willing to take immediate action to stave off all threats, we're told, or life and limb are in immediate peril. No time to think about it, they say, because we must act now. Accordingly, it follows that blind faith in our leaders is not the only patriotic way, or is not only the patriotic way, but the only way. This has led to people selling their souls for what they perceive of as comfort and security, with life quickly becoming a series of snooping laws, assorted security measures, and redistributive schemes. People no longer take control of their own lives. In fact, the masses have become so impregnated with the notion of the supreme state ruling their every aspect of their lives, they're losing sight of what self-sufficiency and work ethic means. This is why work ethic has been drilled out of their intercourse. Who needs work ethic when you can have the redistributive state give you a buck for 20 cents worth of effort? The other day, I got a response from a reader who was regarding my recent piece criticizing Thomas Sowell for his support of war in the state. All this reader could do to defend the total state was to recite lethargic, half-baked cliches that I see on SUV bumper stickers every day. One thing that he said was, quote, "Freedom comes to people because other people died for it. Pure and simple. Without their sacrifice, we would not know what the words freedom and liberty mean." In fact, I just heard George Bush during the news break this hour paraphrase that, because this is one of their talking points.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, he was talking about how wonderful the military is.
Right. It's land of the free, it's the land of the free because it's the home of the brave. It's essentially what the bumper sticker says.
Right.
And it's clever, and it's great, but really, back up that whole home of the brave thing. Tell me which wars defended freedom and why.
The Revolutionary War.
That did. Perhaps
those guys were pretty brave.
The Mexican-American War.
Maybe.
Yeah, like we were invaded at that point.
Okay.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. So, this quote from this reader. She says, "No, of course, no cliche is final without pure and simple at the end of it. What's that mean? Needless to say, the underpinnings of liberty are not death and sacrifice. Nobody ever cares to explain the meaning of these numbskulled remarks that are meant to sound as sweet as a granny's lullaby, but in black and white, they don't mean a thing. Such cliches are nothing more than a jumble of words meant to convey total confusion through the perversion of clarity. Freedom doesn't come to me because some guy in a foxhole thought he'd roll up a little freedom in a paper airplane and fling it my way. I know exactly what freedom and liberty mean, and it doesn't take aggressive wars and the spread of empire in the name of passing the good life, that is democracy, to define two words. To interpret words takes a brain, critical thinking, effort. Knowledge is the key that unlocks the lies and immunizes against indoctrination. Knowledge takes time and work. Clichés take 5 seconds to read off of a bumper sticker
right,
or to pull up off of Google. The reader also grossly misused the Thomas Jefferson quote that refers to fertilizing the tree of liberty with the blood of patriots and
yes,
tyrants. He used it to defend the current war, when Jefferson clearly meant to throw off a tyrannical government when it has oppressed the human spirit and stood in the way of the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. And surely waging war and inciting domestic terror do exactly that. The Hitlerian system is springing forth fast. The recent rash of highly ridiculous and oppressive decrees in regards to airline travel puts our government in a total state of transparency. Yep, the masses are wearing their blinders and don't see through it, or their beer goggles are making Rosie O'Donnell look like Marilyn Monroe. Hannah Arendt, of the Origins of Totalitarianism, remarks that in the early stages of a totalitarian movement, when political opposition exists, like us,
mm-hmm,
its proponents use propaganda and violence to frighten people into submission. She adds, quote, "Only the mob and the elite can be attracted by the momentum of totalitarianism itself. The masses have to be won by propaganda. Under conditions of constitutional government and freedom of opinion, totalitarian movements struggling for power can use terror to a limited extent only and share with other parties the necessity of winning adherence and of appearing plausible to a public which is not yet rigorously isolated from all other sources of information." Essentially saying, it's a little bit more of a difficult task in today's America,
mm-hmm,
with so much information out there, with the internet at our fingertips, being able to pick and choose what information we consume.
It's not all Fox News out there.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I've seen numbers that Fox's News rating is going, their ratings are going tanking,
okay,
all over the place. And, you know, CNN's getting more viewership. And I've got to say, I think it's better, more balanced kind of news. And you know,
even still, it's still that sort of filtered big state propaganda sort of news.
More so.
Because all of those guys, at the beginning of the Iraq War, were totally guilty of getting behind it.
Yeah, everybody.
All of the major media. But thankfully, we do have the internet. We do have alternative news sources. You got Free Talk Live and other people out there. And so the totalitarian regime has to be a little more careful with what it does. 1-800-259-9231 will continue discussing the sheeple, those who are just, as she put it, wearing blinders. Your thoughts as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's again 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including live streams. That's right. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man once referred to as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's love child. Loud, Fast, and Smart is a show already popular with many FTL fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to DanCarlin.com.
That's right, DanCarlin.com. So we're talking about Karen DeCoster, LouRockwell.com, exploring the sort of the sheeple, the people that are walking around with blinders on, totally oblivious to the police state that is being built up around us. And she's talking about the origins of totalitarianism, pointing out that the government's got a bit of a tricky job in that there are still sources of information that are beyond its control. In America, with the Constitution and the freedom of speech, it can't just clamp down and eliminate opposition. It can't clamp down and eliminate all dissent. There's too much of it. The Constitution's there. The structure of freedom at least still exists to some extent that at least protects us and protects people like us, people who are dissenting, people who are not taking the party line on this. And so what they have to do, according to Karen, is that it must combat unregulated information sources, like us in the Internet, with plausible claims of its own. It thus pelts the populace with official propaganda and tries to convince them that only it, the government that is, stands between freedom and security, good and evil, life and death. So it's a propaganda war, essentially.
And, you know, they try that. That's what they try to do.
Since 9/11, airport oppression has been the key to reaping total power by fanning the flames of fear. After all, we travel in order that we may move freely from place to place, as so we choose. Airline travel is important to meeting our needs for independence, and the masses can hardly ever be deterred from flying. So the totalitarian mechanism called government has us all by the proverbial huevos. The government then concocts its zany stories of terrorist agendas, foiled plots, and phony intelligence reports. The fact that there were, are, must have been weapons of mass destruction in Iraq lives on still in the tiny brains.
It's not a fact.
That's right. She's saying it's a fact,
myth,
that's living in their brains. They believe it to be a fact.
George Bush has said himself.
Doesn't matter.
There were no weapons of mass destruction.
But that won't get played on Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. That clip will not get beaten to death on the radio
shows. What I don't get, though, is that Rush Limbaugh has a listenership of 18 million. Sean Hannity's is less
close
than half.
No, really?
No, not close. Less than half.
Oh, okay.
Close
he's
to,
number two.
Close to half. Yeah, he is number two. Right. But that just shows you what Rush Limbaugh's listenership is and what it and what you get for staying in the business for a really long period of time. 18 million people.
Sure.
That's just nothing compared to the population in the United States.
True.
So are these people that powerful? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, I don't know if they're that powerful, but it's a concatenation of different things. It's Limbaugh, it's Hannity, it's the talking heads on television. It's a variety of different in so-called information sources where people get past this propaganda. Anyway, then the government sets off these insane, inane color alerts. The Homeland Security Advisory System, they're supposed to cause us all to react and immediately pander to its color of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You see, infantile color alerts are aimed at the person of average intelligence. That's who the government needs to persuade if we look at this game by the numbers. Colors are simple to decode. Remember your wooden blocks in kindergarten? And they're easy to instill in the brains of masses of uninformed people. The average citizen surely can and will process colors and interpret meanings exactly as their masters want them to. On top of all the other ridiculous schemes, the TSA is now regarding facial expressions as a form of behavior that can be deemed suspicious. And I think we've mentioned this in the past. Select TSA employees, according to Time Magazine, will be trained to identify suspicious individuals who raise red flags by exhibiting unusual or anxious behavior. So if you're anxious...
How about just being angry that you have to wait in this stupid line?
You could be angry over the line, or maybe you're anxious of an important business meeting, or anxious because you're going to meet a lover or something like
that. Your girlfriend could be dumping you.
So there's plenty of reasons for you to be anxious in an airport. However, it may be enough reason for the TSA to take you aside. As she points out, it can be as simple as changes in mannerisms, excessive sweating on a cool day, changes in the pitch of a person's voice. Racial or ethnic factors are not a criterion for singling out people, or so say the TSA.
Sure, they wouldn't say that.
Those who are identified as suspicious will be examined more thoroughly. For some, the agency will bring in local police to conduct face-to-face interviews and perhaps run the person's name against national criminal databases and determine whether any threat exists. Karen returns. She says, isn't this so crazy, preposterous, and perverse that the people have finally got to wake up and look through the Marilyn Monroe image? Mirage, rather. We have a totalitarian regime that can impede your existence by way of judging your frown or your sweat. The real issue is that if your facial expression shows defiance rather than total submissiveness that's demanded by the tyrants herding you through their turnstile, you're a threat, then, to the agenda.
And does sound right.
And you'll be punished for not quietly submitting to your noble superiors like an obedient little chap. And people get upset that we compare the Bush administration to Hitler's establishment? In Against Leviathan, Robert Higgs notes, quote, that the government will never cease, however, to claim that it protects the people and to devote its immense resources to propagandizing and bamboozling the public to prop up that claim. We hear George Bush and his people repeating it over and over again. It's my job to protect the American people. It's my job as president to protect you. You reelect me, and I'll protect you for another 4 years.
And apparently they're protecting us from shampoo and toothpaste.
Right. The real issue is that if your facial expression shows to... people I observe react to the terrorist news and the color alerts as if they were spectators to an extra-inning ball game, following the play-by-play dutifully. They tremble at each turn and remark that the government has to do something. They believe every single word of propaganda that they read and hear. They see nothing wrong with the current state of oppression because they've been hoodwinked into thinking it's all necessary to protect us. How pathetic is that?
This is a great article.
Louis Lapham of Harper's Magazine, while defining a fascist state, noted that within such a state, individual citizens are, quote, the property of the government. Happy villagers, glad to wave the flags and wage the wars, grateful for the good fortune that placed them in the care of a sublime leader. If we don't help to educate our friends,
you know,
neighbors, and co-workers...
It's one thing... When that's said, I think about the citizenry of revolutionary America. They would often wave the flag of whichever army happened to be marching through town at the time.
Yeah.
You know, here's the Americans, yay!
Don't burn our houses!
Here's the British, yay,
yeah.
British!
Sure.
But, you know, the difference here is that we pay 50% of our income in taxes, plus, 50% plus of our income in taxes. I like to say 50, because... The richer you are, the more you pay, so the average American pays about 50.
Yeah.
We pay 50% of our income in taxes. Not only are we waving the flag, just, you know, in order to not have our houses burned down, but we give them half of what's in the house.
Right.
Before we ever put our hands on it.
Before they have to... Right, not only before we put our hands on it...
We're not doing what it takes to keep our stuff, we're giving it away.
Right, we're too afraid that they're going to come to our house and take it at gunpoint. So we just give it away before they even come and bother. They don't even have to. They don't even have to enforce it on us. We're just so trained. Anyway, she wraps things up. Says if we don't help educate our friends and neighbors, coworkers and family members via encouraging independent and critical thinking, we will see a fascist state that will far surpass the Hitlerian totalitarian system or even Stalinist regime. We may not be starved or locked behind fences. But the masses will be stripped of all self-sufficiency, freedom of choice, mental stamina, skepticism, and the ability to discern between what's morally right or wrong. Arming the people with knowledge, however, is our best defense against a creeping totalitarianism that will otherwise go unimpeded. The depravity of an absolute state domestically and perpetual wars internationally must not go unexposed. We must end the wars against mankind in order to win the battle for freedom. 1-800-259-9231. She's saying the answer is to encourage our friends, family members, coworkers to think for themselves, to think critically, to not just accept the propaganda.
How do you say that,
though?
I mean, somebody makes a political statement, and you say, listen, you have to think critically, saying that you're not thinking critically, you're an idiot.
So what do you do with that?
Yeah, how do you form that message?
I'm open to ideas. 1-800-259-9231. How do we encourage this? 800-259-9231, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Shop with us. We got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, over 30 different categories of products, everything from their brand-new grocery store to all the other neat stuff that they've got, DVDs, books, office products, sporting goods, it's all there, apparel. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where I want you to go, though. That's not directly to their site. It'll lead you directly to their site, but it's going through our portal. So when you do Amazon.freetalklive.com, when you enter that in your web browser, anything you buy at that point will get a percentage of the sale. It doesn't raise the price of the products.
Nope.
There's no scam. There's no funny business. It's just them cutting us a percentage for sending them the business. Very simple deal. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. What could be better? Again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Long live free talk.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I think it's just all about a big national or worldwide shakedown. You know, I thought it was kind of funny, you know, when the Muslim extremist men between the ages of like 25 and 40 with little knives go around and do what they did, what they say they're trying to make us say they did. I mean, trying to make us believe that they did. And then they start searching old ladies on the plane,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy with the shoe bomb. You know how they smuggle hash and pot from, like, Jamaica and...
I've heard they do it in...
In shoes. They compact it into the shoe sole.
Hmm.
And then the liquid thing.
It doesn't seem like a very effective way to smuggle hash.
And the paste, the liquid in the paste. And with cocaine, you could smuggle cocaine by super saturating it into a liquid form and then evaporating it.
Yeah, there have been some people. There was a story recently of a woman that was caught with heroin-soaked panties or something like
right.
that.
Right, see,
but really, that's not
and then
effective.
All of a sudden, the liquid has to get... Now, pregnant ladies got to get searched, right,
mm-hmm.
because they fake being pregnant, they carry... This is they use old people as mules to carry diamonds around, drugs around, cash
mm-hmm.
around.
Well, there's all kinds of excuses to infringe on our privacy. They can just keep coming up with excuse after excuse.
That's what it's all about. We're getting to the point of like when Prohibition, when they, they were looking for alcohol on everybody, and then the people got so mad that they weren't prosecuting the people.
Well, I think what happened was they tried to. I think there were some prosecutors that refused to prosecute, but I think there was also a lot of jury nullification where the prosecutor was prosecuting and the juries came in and said, "We're just not going to find this guy guilty."
And now they did away with that when the judge tells the jury how to come up with a decision.
That's right. They changed everything now.
They've
eliminated jury nullification. You can still do it, but they just don't talk about it.
Well, then they'll try to hold the whole jury in contempt because they'll say, the judge didn't give us those instructions.
Right. Yeah, it's a big scam, Dave. How do we get people to be more critically thinking? How do we get them to shift their perspective?
You know what it is? I think we have to lose all the sheeple, man. That's what made me call in. We have cowardly sheeple that are in power positions. Like there's this one guy that got on a plane with a T-shirt.
Sheeple aren't in power positions.
Yeah.
The people in power positions are not sheeple. They are calculating, and they know exactly what they're doing.
I think the ones below the main ones are the sheeple, cowardly sheeple.
So.
And this guy on just got kicked off a plane for wearing a T-shirt that says, "We will not be silent."
He's talking about
the big lie that we're given. And the sheeple on the plane, the cowardly sheeple, got upset that this guy was wearing.
They were the ones calling the cops on
him. They should have been happy that a guy that could stand up and not be afraid to wear a T-shirt like that and to stand up and say, "Hey, listen, don't worry about it. I'm on the plane now, and if any of them damn terrorists get up, they're going to have to ram through me, and they ain't going to do it." So
instead,
they're afraid of people that are going to protect them.
Right.
Instead of supporting freedom of speech, they cower in the corner
with their cell phones, calling the cops. You get captured more that way. When you stand up and you tell them people to their face, "Don't be afraid. Stand up to these guys." And they don't want to hear that. But this is the land of the free, home of the brave, man.
I hope it remains that way, Dave.
But we need more people to stand up. But they ain't, because everybody's on the damn loan. Do you notice that you could go to a bank right now and they'll give you as much money as you want, almost?
You
could get any kind of credit card. Because if you get, it's like the people are placing themselves in bondage and they don't even know it, but they got their house.
True. I don't know if the fact that they're in debt has anything to do with the fact that they're mindless sheep, but it certainly...
that helps them along because they don't want to make no waves. They got their nice little
bills to pay. Good point. That's a great point, Dave. I'm glad you tied that in.
Everything gets taken away if you miss a month's worth of payments.
Yep. So why rock the boat?
Yeah.
Dave, great call. Thanks, man, as always. 800-259-9231. You know what? If he hadn't connected it like that, I would have thought, what are you talking about? But, wow, great way to tie it in.
Mm.
People are too afraid of losing what they have. They've got some nice things, and we don't want those to go away now, do we? And that ties into what Karen was writing about in that article that we read, was that we're not going to necessarily have people rotting behind fences. We're going to have our trappings. We're going to have our television. We're going to have our cell phones. We're going to have our mortgages. We're going to have the stuff, the cars, the wonderful things, the air conditioning, the wonderful wealth, that the freedom that we had at one time got for us. We're going to have all those things.
They'll just own our souls.
Yeah.
Like, we will have to do and say what they want. And in exchange, we'll have, you know, a nice life. Yeah.
We'll have stuff. So I wanted to explore this idea, which we had touched on before we went away to that last break. This idea of how do we communicate to the sheeple, if you will. How do we communicate to them that you're not critically thinking? Hello, McFly. you're not looking at this from a third-person perspective. You're not stepping outside of the box and really analyzing critically what it is, the information that's being fed to you. You're critical when it's not your administration that's in there. Oh, then you're very critical. But as soon as it's your guy that gets into office, then all of a sudden it just flies out the window. How do we communicate that to people?
Well, now, I'll tell you, I've got a technique that I've used in a couple of cases that if it doesn't work, at the very least, it allows you to get your point out in a non-combative style.
Okay.
I'm not sure what works and what doesn't work. I can tell you that you have to get your points out for people to understand them, and being combative is not going to, in all likelihood, not going to work. Very rarely can you belittle someone and get them to see your point at the same
time.
generally, if I get on, say, a political conversation with my neighbor, we often seem to, is he'll jump on some subject like the war. And I'll be like, well, I don't know if we should be gallivanting around in other people's countries. And then I'll turn it to something else, like I'll turn it to the drug war or some other issue that he hasn't approached. That I can lay out my points on libertarian arguments one at a time, and then essentially when I start speaking before he does on the particular issue, then he has to listen to my point, and then he would either have to rebut it or agree with it. And most people, when you don't have a certain relationship with them, will agree with your point even if they don't agree with it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You don't. Okay. The average person, when you're speaking to them, that you don't know.
Oh, someone you don't know.
Someone you really don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I know my neighbor, but I don't know him. He's not my friend or anything like that. He just likes to talk with me because he knows I'm a radio talk show
host.
So if I can lay out my points in front of him that way, I have a much better chance of, at least laying the points out.
So maybe one of them will hit him to where it'll kind of hit a spark and maybe he'll think for himself.
Right. I try not to engage him on whatever issue it is that he's talking about because he's laid his opinion out.
Right.
His opinion invariably disagrees with mine.
Right.
And, I don't want to fight him on those issues and make him try to recall what Bill O'Reilly would say. What would Bill O'Reilly say right now? You know, I don't want to have to do that because I don't care what Bill O'Reilly says. And if I did have the opportunity to debate Bill O'Reilly, then I would do that. But to debate him ad hoc proxy through this guy is really, it makes no sense at all.
I think that another approach that I think we could take, not necessarily on a personal basis, but just I think what we should do is somehow popularize critical thinking. I mean, get Free Talk Live out there on more radio stations in front of more people and make critically thinking a sort of a hit popular thing to do. Like, hey, we're all looking at this from an outside perspective. Maybe you should kind of come out here, too. The view's very nice from out here.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily chastising people, not necessarily insulting their intelligence, but just essentially creating a group of a popular group of people that thinks the way that we do, popularizing these opinions. I think that the more we can get the message of liberty out there, the more people will just naturally convert over. And then as people are seeing their friends and family members convert to a pro-liberty viewpoint, that will sort of bring them along as time goes on. Because a lot of people are just followers. They just want to
snowball.
Right. They just want to be on the same train with everyone else. So once everybody leaves the left and right trains and gets on the liberty train, then I think we'll be more successful. Hour 3's on the way. It's your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.